And good afternoon. Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. Tomorrow we have a very special section in the Washington Times, a special commentary section. And a man who always brings commentary to the Washington Times and to this show is Dr. Milton Wolf, board-certified diagnostic radiologist and cousin of President Barack Obama, although he probably never gets a Christmas card. Hello, how are you?
Greetings from chilly Kansas, the land that global warming forgot. How are you today, Andy?
I'm fine, Doctor. All right, save America, repeal Obamacare. You say repeal it all. Don't take pieces of it, right?
You know, a good surgeon doesn't look at a cancer and make it his goal to take out just part of it. This law is killing jobs today, and it will make our nation go bankrupt tomorrow. We need to end this entire thing and start from scratch.
Okay. What makes this different than from the jobs bill? Because Republicans have come forward to say, hey, there are some things that we can agree with in the jobs bill. Let's go ahead and pass pieces. Why not the same with Obamacare?
The underlying concept of Obamacare is that the government should control decisions about your health care. And there's no way you can compromise on that. Those of us who have dedicated our lives to practicing medicine, and frankly, those of us who are patients and have been in need of health care, know that the decisions for health care need to be made between a patient and a doctor, not between 15 unnamed bureaucrats in Washington who are empowered to decide what health care you can receive.
All right. You want the super committee to get involved in this as well, don't you?
There are a number of things that Congress can do, and one of them immediately. The super committee, of course, is tasked with trying to find ways to lower the deficit. Well, one thing they could do immediately is to withdraw the early innovator grants for Obamacare. This could save about $2 billion, not next year, not in 10 years, but in this year, this budget year, simply by taking away these early innovator grants. And frankly, taxpayers should not be on the hook for a law that, as it is currently adjudicated, is unconstitutional.
What is an early innovator grant?
What the government has done is they've set up funds available to states that if they will begin the process of implementing Obamacare early, then they can take advantage of federal money. Now, most of us on the conservative side of the aisle, most of us who believe in limited government, believe in state rights, we believe that federal funding is a flaw, not a feature of most programs. you give up a lot to get this money. You know, our moms and dads always told us there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, when you deal with the federal government, that's really true. You surrender your freedom to them for, you know, pennies on the dollar.
All right. Now, you talk about individual state plans. You think that's a good idea, right? Get away from this and have each state have their own system?
I want to be clear about this. States have a lot to answer to when it comes to the problems that our health care has been in, and they need to make some significant changes. In fact, probably around a quarter or more of the uninsured Americans are a direct result of bad decisions by states. And what states have done is they've come in and they've made all these mandates for insurance. If you want to sell insurance in Kansas or Illinois or California, you have to offer this, that, or the other. Now, in some places, these requirements are so ridiculous. There are states where you have single dads, consider this for a moment, single dads that are forced to buy obstetric care.
Now, how does that work?
This is the mandates that the insurance commissioners, that the states put in place, and they always announce it as good news. Hey, good news. If you're in Kansas now, your insurance is going to have to provide you with X, Y, or Z service, with radiology, I'm a radiologist, or with chiropractic care, or with obstetric care. Whatever it is, whoever's got the best lobbyists have gotten the states to put these mandates in place. Now, states could do a number of things to help patients immediately. They could start stripping these mandates away, including for radiology. No one should be protected, and that includes myself. Take these mandates away. Allow people to buy insurance that is of their choice, that is affordable and what they want covered. They can form some of these compacts. There are good and bad features to these, but some of these compacts, it makes sense. For example, Kansas, Missouri, we share on the state line a big city, Kansas City. It's in both states. Why shouldn't we, between these two states, decide that you could sell insurance across those state lines, and therefore we make our insurance requirements similar? Or better yet, let's make 50 states into a compact, and let's destroy the artificial state line boundary and allow you to buy insurance from any carrier anywhere in the country, because because what we're doing right now is we're protecting the insurance companies. We're protecting them from competition in 49 other states.
Mm-hmm.
Let's force them to compete for our business.
Yeah, and that in and of itself drops cost for everyone.
Tremendously so. Yeah. You know, this works in the free market. This is why iPhones costs come down. This is why computer costs come down. They're forced to compete. But in the insurance market, the politicians pick the companies that give the best donations and build the mandates around them and protect them from competition.
Yeah. One of the other things you talk about is Medicaid, calling it a second-rate health care system. Talk about the survival rates for Medicaid patients versus private insurers or those with no insurance.
You know, only Washington could create an insurance plan that is a worse fate than being uninsured. They have, and it's called Medicaid. Sadly, this shouldn't surprise anyone, that survival rates among Medicaid patients are worse than the survival rates among private insurance patients. That doesn't surprise anyone. And there are multiple reasons for that. But consider this. Really think about this. Survival rates for Medicaid patients for many diseases, including many of the top cancers, are worse than uninsured patients. Surgical patients, surgical Medicaid patients, have higher rates of complications and higher risk of death than uninsured patients. This is unconscionable to me. This is a massive federal program that is getting worse results than if patients weren't insured at all. In other words, if you just allowed doctors and hospitals, as we do every day, to take care of patients who can't pay, we get better results with those patients than the ones who are having to jump through the government hoops.
That's just remarkable. It really is.
It's staggering, and no one can look at that and say that we're doing the right thing by these patients.
Hmm.
What we should be doing is we should block grant these programs. Every state should demand a full waiver from the federal government so that they can make their own decisions. Because really, who knows the patients better and who cares for the patients better than the folks back at home who deal with them every day?
All right, but the final question I would have for you is, what can I, as an American citizen, kind of looking at this from the outside, what can I do?
You know, sometimes it certainly feels helpless dealing with these big situations, but there's one thing that politicians fear more than anything else, and that is an informed voter. And the best thing that we can all do is get engaged. We need to, you know, they say that Americans get the leaders we deserve. Well, we need to expect more of ourselves. We need to deserve better leaders. We need to look at everyone running for office, whether it be at the state legislature level, whether it be for the president. And we need to expect them to support the full repeal of Obamacare. And make sure that they don't think that, you know, playing around the edges will suffice anymore. We're in an existential crisis, I believe, in our country, and we need to get control of these things. There are a lot of changes we need to make, but the single biggest threatening law to our country is Obamacare, and we need to repeal it and repeal it completely.
Save America, repeal Obamacare. You can read it in the Washington Times. It's by Dr. Milton Wolf. Great to talk to you again, Doctor. Have a good day.
God bless you, Andy. It's good to talk to you.